Well, hello, everyone. This is Christy Allen on the Prayer Podcast, joined today with Pastor Joe Patterson.
Hello, Christy. How are you today?
I am excellent. It is a beautiful day outside today, and I am excited about this book, Joe, that we're going to talk about today.
It is truly, I am so excited about just the potential and possibility of what this book is going to teach us through the sermon series that we're encountering currently.
Yes. If you're not aware, here on the podcast, we are talking about our sermon series called Stress Less, and I don't think there's a person in the world today
who want to talk about that.
Who can't get behind that idea, right? I don't care who you are or how old you are or what stage of life
yes.
you are in. We recognize in our society today we are stressed.
Yes.
And for our kids and our teenagers, they are the most stressed generation that has ever been. As a youth pastor, I want to throw that out
yes.
there for you parents, and just people who are maybe around kids. So this is important, Joe, for us to kind of figure this stuff out, how we can stress less, and especially as the people of God, what He has already put in place for our good, that we may not even realize or lean into fully because we don't quite get it.
Right.
You know? So I want to read us a scripture. I thought this came to my mind as I was thinking about this podcast and about this book. And I think it's a good way to start off. But this is from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And I think it speaks exactly to what we're talking about, that we are stuck in this stressful lifestyle that our culture demands of us. But it says this: do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And here's the beautiful part. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So in other words, living the life that God has for us, the abundant goodness of having a relationship with God and with
right.
each other, is all about. But I love that, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think this book does that for us, because it is called, if you haven't heard this yet, if you're not aware, The Common Rule: Habits of Purpose for an Age of Distraction.
I love the image that's on the cover of this book. It's a calendar.
Yes.
With a vine growing up into the calendar. So it
yes.
like creates this image, the possibilities of what might be available from a perspective of what are you growing with your life? What are you growing with your schedules? What are you growing with your calendars and your family? And
mm-hmm.
and what choices are you making with those things?
Yes.
And 'cause here's the deal. You're becoming something.
Mm-hmm.
None of us as human beings are just in a bubble, stagnant. That's
right.
just not the case.
That's right.
We're moving somewhere. Things
you're growing
are entering,
in some way.
Things are entering our minds
mm-hmm.
and are affecting us and painting us and developing us,
mm-hmm.
whether we know it or not.
That's right.
We have
right.
all these, we have stimulus all around us.
That's right.
That are doing these things. What we're going to talk about today is, how powerful could it be if you intentionally were more aware of what those things are that's entering your mind and shaping you.
That's
and
right.
growing you and being a part of the state of your becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really the issue, is we have become so stressed as a culture, as a people, that we have lost track of what the things that are the stimulus all around us, what they're actually doing to us.
That's right. And he talks about that in the book, about how these things are creeping in.
Yes.
And so, like it says, the patterns of this world. Well, of course we live here. We live in this world, and we're part of this society and this culture. So of course they're going to impact us. But how to take control of that?
Yes.
And how to recognize, like you're talking about, what is the impact of some of those
yes.
things? And I think when we think about it, we're aware.
Yeah.
We just don't
right.
think about it, or we think, well, it's not that bad, or it's not, you know, I got a handle on it. Right. It's okay. But this book really invites us to zoom in on that and to think how freeing it is when we, and we were talking about this earlier, not necessarily add anything, but reorder our lives. If we reorder our calendar and our days on things in the right order, can create that growth.
Yes.
Can create flourishing.
Sure.
And abundance and good things. And a lot of it's stuff we're already doing, but just in the wrong order or not well. Or like we're saying here on the podcast all the time about how we overcomplicate our prayers even.
Yeah.
That we get intimidated thinking it has to be certain language or at a certain length of time, or we don't know how to pray. We talked last week about how do we pray when we're grieving? How do we even do that when we're in shock and we have no words, you know?
Yeah.
And so this gives us, and I love that it's called the common rule, because it's for us common folk, Joe.
Yeah.
He puts it in very simple language. It's very accessible and very flexible.
Yeah.
Because he talks about things in such a way where it's like, here's the idea, but make it fit in your life.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be, he explains how he does things, but it's like, but he gives ideas of, well, you could tailor this. Obviously, everybody's not in the same stage of life that this man is in. Not everybody is married with kids and is a lawyer, or I'm not one of those
right.
people. You know, I have a different life, different lifestyle, but it invites us to just take a look at our days and how we order them and what we lean into. And what maybe we should pull away from.
Let me give you an example of what you're referring to there in terms of reordering. We were just talking earlier about just some simple switches, you know, with in terms of when you wake up in the morning. I really, these last couple weeks as I've been kind of reading this book, this book encourages you to, One specific thing it encourages to do is to encounter scripture before the phone.
Your phone.
Before your phone. And in the current state we're in of our culture, we are so phone driven. Mm-hmm. And so I was very curious about that. I was very interested in that and how that possibly could paint my day, you know? And I mean, just even this morning, you know, I just was able to specifically look at all the components. Okay, if I did look at my phone first, this is what I would have encountered first. And I can just see how this would have painted my attitude, how this would have maybe captured me in a sideways way.
Right,
as
right.
opposed to, you know, I did read that scripture first, and then I recognized, wow, my attitude, my perspective, just my posturing for the day was just in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did that first instead of reading this message that I had received.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think it's very, very important to recognize how a simple reordering
mm-hmm.
of things that we're already doing. I'm going to read that scripture sometime during the day. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
But my goodness, the fact that I did it before everything else, that is reaching the full potential and possibility of what God's word can do in my life today.
That's right.
And it's just been eye opening. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, this is like a big fat duh.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I hear every time when I'm reading it in my head. It's like,
but
this
goodness,
is so simple. Why am I not doing this? It's not hard. But yet, what you said earlier about intention and leaning into those things. So the way he structures this book, just for you all to know, you have daily habits and weekly habits.
Yeah.
And then they, help you lean into two different things, your relationship with God and your relationship with others.
Right.
And so in doing these things, they help you really strengthen your relationships, which that's what gets us through life. Right. That's what alleviates our stress, when we know we can depend on God, depend on our friends and family, be connected to people. And yes, which makes perfect sense on paper. You're like, well, yeah, I can be on board with that. Like, we can all be on board with stressing less. Of course we can.
Right.
But I was thinking about the word discipleship, and we are called to be disciples of Christ, followers of Jesus. But a disciple, in that word, the word discipline is in there. And kind of back to that scripture, we have to lean into what God's doing and be disciplined about it. But the beauty of this book is it's not like you have to do these things. Like, I always throw back to my high school days which I've said this, you guys are probably going to like, we already know what you're going to say, where I thought I had to get up at 5 a.m. and read my Bible for an hour and do a devotion and pray and all these things, which are wonderful things to do. But it was too much. It was too big for me. And the way this is, it's little things. A small shift, like you're saying.
And we railroad ourselves into not trying these things because we get in the back of our minds that
I can't do it. It's too big.
I can't do it. I can't hold up to the standard. And what this book is trying to communicate to us is that these mm-hmm. are principles that become standards in your life. And so I think if we view it that way, it looks like these simple reorderings or
it's
these simple
small.
Additions and, mm-hmm. and maybe it's a mm-hmm. simple subtraction. But they're very, very small, subtle, mm-hmm. Movements in our life that we can
That's
make
right.
that will pay off in big ways in our spiritual life and pay off in big ways in de-stressing and decluttering our families mm-hmm. and our marriages and our relationships in ways that
workload.
Can be helpful.
You know, he talks about that in
yes.
in the book, that how it even affects his work life. And so
yes.
I think it's, and the beauty, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, this guy's a lawyer.
We know,
I mean,
he's crazy busy.
I
crazy
mean,
busy.
This guy's yeah. not a minister. Yeah. This guy mm-hmm. is a lawyer that has figured out a way to make subtle, small changes in his crazy corporate mm-hmm. lawyer life that makes his corporate lawyer life
that's right.
more digestible
that's right.
and less stressed. And I think that's a story, that's,
right.
that's a narrative in itself
mm-hmm.
that can capture
like
all of us on some level, I would think.
What can it do for me?
Absolutely.
And I think
Absolutely.
About, as you're reading it, you're like, well, yeah, I want to have time to play with my kids. I want to have time to hang out with my spouse. I don't want work to be a nightmare every day. And not that it takes that
right.
away. Like, you're still going to have work you have to do. But this reordering helps you reframe it. And he even talks about simple ways of, like, as he's learning about love of neighbor and refocusing. So one of the things is, which sounds like a big thing, but then he gives you ways to make it a small thing, is this praying. This is the prayer podcast, so we should talk about prayer. But he talks about praying 3 times a day, which when I say that to someone, they're like, well, who has time for that? I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Or I can't do that. I don't even know what to say to pray once. But how do I pray 3 times a day? And so... he says it's very simple. It doesn't have to be long and complicated. And it can be something as simple as, oh my gosh, it's Monday, God. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I have a big week ahead of me. And that could be your morning prayer, lunchtime, or in the middle of the day. Wow, this day's getting away from me and I haven't gotten anywhere near what I need to do, you know.
But he talks specifically
yes.
about kneeling
a,
prayer.
A shift.
That,
yes.
So that's an intentional thing. That's mm-hmm. that's a whole body shift. This is not something that, you know, okay, I'm driving and so I can add this prayer time during drive time. No, see, this doesn't really work that way. This is something that you have got to place your
yes.
whole body
yes.
into a shift. And if it could be a very seismic shift for your the picture of the stress in your life. If, you know, I'm taking mm-hmm. that 30 seconds or that 3 minutes or whatever, and I'm just, before I get on my phone, before I hop in the shower, before I get even start the Keurig making me a cup of coffee, I'm on my knees and I'm saying something to God. I'm connecting with God, and my whole body's involved
with
that.
And I think that when he talks about that, the important part of that was, like you're saying, it's easy, and we do it, and we are supposed to pray through our day. That's fine. But this gives you that intention, wake up body, whole body. This is what we're doing. We're doing
yes.
something different.
Yes.
It makes your whole person know this is what we're doing right now. And then he talks
yeah.
about if you're in a
yeah.
public place or at work or something where you can't kneel, to do something similar that's a body movement, to flip your hands over in your lap in a seated position.
In a seated position, you know.
Or anything. Or, you know, you can just sit. If you're in a meeting, just turn your palms up and then your body knows, okay, this is what we're doing right now. And just that small shift, like we were saying about reordering, it's stuff we're already doing, but we're just doing it more intentionally and maybe
yeah.
reordering how and when we do it. And then he talks about, like, at bedtime, that becomes his family. They pray with their kids before they go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, and you're doing it.
And we're all
doing
that.
So
people are doing
so
that.
So part of it is very affirming, like, okay, yeah, I already lean into that, but it dials it up a notch. It brings that intention, and then these patterns. So instead of the patterns of the world, we're doing the patterns of God that really are transforming.
Yeah.
And then that helps
yeah.
us dial into what God is doing, the movement of God in us and in our families. And then he talks about with his work, how when he prays, maybe in the middle of the day, it might be like seeing people differently. Like, this might be a difficult client or a difficult situation. But he knows, you know, God is in that somehow. How can I love people through this lawyer action, you know? Even shifting how he talks about being a lawyer and what that means. How we bring our whole life to God.
So there's this other dynamic that if we have these subtle shifts or reorderings in our life that draw us to loving God and loving people, there's this other thing, just like unintentionally, technology and all these things have embarked in us. We have this, through our intentionality, we unintentionally and subtly start to embrace the things that give
yes.
life to our abundant life and resist the things that mm-hmm. don't give life to us and do stress us. So it's like a something in a very, very spiritual way, in a very, very helpful way, helps us lean further into the things that are going to give life to our journey and are actually going to help us resist
mm-hmm.
and make better choices towards resisting the things
That's
that don't give life to our journey. And bog us down and add stress and
that's
add
right.
anxiety to
And
our
I think
life.
That's an important part to point out, that is that transformation and renewing and having
yes.
us view things with our God goggles, so to speak. And,
yes.
And help us
yeah.
see that, yeah, it's not helpful for me to scroll on social media endlessly and wish I was on that vacation or that I had that.
Yeah.
Thing that person has, or look the way that person looks, or
yeah.
Stir up those feelings of envy and self-doubt and self feeling worthless, but dials
yeah.
up other things.
Not measuring up.
If I'm not doing the wasting
yeah.
time doing that and doing things that are life-giving, and maybe makes me think differently about what do I post on social media? What do I look at?
Right.
What do I choose to spend my time doing that is life-giving? So I appreciate that you said that, because I think you're right,
yeah.
that resisting, but then helps us embrace. And he talks about that too, like things that we should resist and then in turn embrace the goodness. And then that does
yeah.
start to transform
yeah.
the way we think and the way we look at people and the way we look at situations in life and what maybe is worth us being upset over and what isn't. We get so stirred up over stupid things.
You know, and you know, and we get so blinded to the opportunities to make a difference for Jesus Christ when we are just wallowing in our stress and we can't, on some level we miss a lot and we're not able to see the opportunities and the possibilities. I so appreciate what you just said there, because I think that's right. I think we walk around with these kind of badges almost of courageous, you know, I'm going to get through this and we're going to deal with this stress and I'm going to try harder. And, you know, God's right. calling us to something different. He's calling us to something different. He's calling us to lean into community, to faith community, into Him and make subtle changes that help renew our minds and connect mm-hmm. us closer to Him and what His movements are all about. And when we do that, we don't.
That's right.
We start not missing things. We start embracing things that He's about, and we start you know, finding that, you know, I just don't have time for these things that just don't give life mm-hmm. to my spiritual life and give life to my marriage and give life to my family yeah. and give life to my relationships.
And we crave that intimacy, and I think that's what we think we're looking for in our busyness and in our phones, but that's what isolates us and stirs up that yeah. negative role in our head, the reel in our head that just goes yeah. over and over and over again. Well, Joe, this has been a great conversation, and we will
yeah,
talk again
yeah.
about this, I think, next week. Will you lead us in a quick closing prayer together?
I will. I'd be honored to do that. Let's pray together. Father, Son, and Spirit, we come to you in this moment, and we are a stressed people, and we don't have to tell you that. You already know. You know us so well, and you know our strengths and our weaknesses before we even know them. And Father God, we ask that as we enter a new rhythm of school and the fall and the many things that are beginning to launch in our church life, in our family life, in our community life, we ask, Father God, that we'd feel your presence, we'd feel your wisdom, and that you would lead us with your movements and with your Holy Spirit in ways that will help us to connect to you in a deeper way, and to love you and to love your people more deeply, and help us to embrace your message and your cause in ways that will change this world for you. I pray, Father God, that you'd be with Pastor Wayne and Pastor Adam as they both lead us through the study of this book, and as they craft messages, I ask, Lord, that you just give them great wisdom and courageous faith for their journey that they're currently on, and that would inspire us all to reorder things in our life that would direct us further and further towards the abundant life that you've created for us to live. So we're thankful in this moment and ask that you'd walk with us, and until we see you again, we love you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.